Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to Comedy, the podcast that helps you find new, emerging, and undiscovered independent comedy podcasts. I'm Greg, the host and curator of Comedy. Today's episode is from The Shane and I Show. The Shane and I Show is a podcast about nothing that makes you think of something. If you like today's episode, make sure to check out the episode description for links to subscribe. All right, let's get this show started.
Begin.
The Pub Time Podcast is for blue-collar, hard-working, beer-drinking men and women who need a break from the daily grind.
That's right. We talk about beer, sports, hot topic current events, and true crime while mixing in our own brand of dark humor.
So sit your ass down and crack a cold one with the boys from Illinois.
Buckle up, bitches. It's pub time.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max.
And this is the podcast about nothing that makes you think of something.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, got it in the beginning.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So you guys just missed us bickering for about 10 minutes about the sound.
Yeah.
So hopefully when you're hearing this, it sounds fucking excellent.
Yeah, it's going to sound better than otherwise not. It would sound.
Then otherwise it would sound shitty.
Shut up. I'm just starting my coffee.
So yeah.
I'll get more with it later on.
Unfortunately for you guys, we didn't beat the ish, and we'll get into that in a second. But first, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor today, which is always, as always, it's Mind Grinder Coffee.
Mind Grinder Coffee.
www.mindgrindercoffee.com.
Mindgrindercoffee.com.
Go and get you some. $15.
Little man.
Little man.
Put that shit in the bank.
In my bank.
Yeah.
Or in the company's bank.
$15, little man. Put that shit on your PayPal.
On your PayPal. We don't take PayPal.
You don't take PayPal?
We probably should. No, man. I got this little business account through this company called Novo.
Okay.
And it's just, they hook it up through Stripe and all that shit.
Okay, cool.
And money transfers.
Yeah, whatever.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Just not PayPal.
It's just not PayPal. That's I probably should have a PayPal. We have Venmo.
Well, I mean, you should be able to have it so wherever you're getting the money from is able to itself accept money from wherever.
Yeah. I mean, we have Venmo.
Okay.
We just don't have PayPal.
Okay.
I probably should have PayPal, though.
I mean,
I think that's the next thing I got to fucking open.
Just like I bought a t-shirt with PayPal yesterday.
Yeah, I use PayPal occasionally.
Yeah.
Except when they send me messages, like I got these weird messages the other day saying that my purchase for $700 and the amount was weird. And that's how I knew it was a fucking scam. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, your purchase for $700.14 and $714.39 is gone through on PayPal.
Oh, it's very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the same amount. Every email I get that's saying I purchased from this weird-ass company. Mm-hmm. And the way I kind of knew it was a fucking scam was because it said I bought a bathtub through PayPal for $714.39.
Yeah.
The one before that said I bought fucking dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
For $700.
Goddamn.
Those better be some fucking nice-ass dumbbells.
Dude, a fucking proper dumbbell set costs...
Yeah, but it was two dumbbells. It was those adjustable kind, but it was all a fucking... It was all a scam.
That's nuts, yeah.
So that's what I learned. So, yeah, man. We're going to work on PayPal for the company. Eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
And maybe I'll just keep getting scam emails.
You know, whatever. Just fucking buy the coffee.
Buy the coffee, man.
Just buy the coffee.
It's good coffee.
Yeah.
I keep telling everybody to buy the coffee. It's $15.
I'm drinking it right now. Like, not all... I used to be able to drink all coffee straight and black. I can't anymore. I'm getting weaker as I get older.
Yeah.
But
it's what happens when you get old, dude. Yeah,
but this stuff...
Speaking of getting old, I had the plague. Part of the reason why we didn't beat the ish is because your boy, Shane, over here, they can't see...
Can't see you raising your hand.
Can't see that I'm sitting across from you.
Well, for everybody out there listening, Shane raised his hand.
Yes. Yeah. Your boy got the plague.
Yeah, the Rona.
The Rona.
The Rona.
Yeah. Yeah, I was isolated.
Yeah.
For fucking 5 days.
Yeah.
It was weird, dude.
Yeah.
It was weird. Not the Rona. The Rona was kind of mild. I had a mild case of it, and I'm fucking happy I had a mild case of it because I've heard stories about how bad it could be.
Fucking vaxxed and relaxed, yeah. Man.
Yeah. And the fact that I'm in good health for my age.
Yep.
So, like, it wasn't bad. Like, I slept for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just passed out for a couple days. And then the last 3 days was just me in my room talking to myself.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to do all kinds. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to fucking, it's like a vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like a fucking, I finally get a vacation.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't had time off of work that long off of work in like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's going to be like a vacation. That was my initial thought. Like when I tested myself and it was positive. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, it's going to be like 5 days, get to hang out at home, like not do nothing. And because I have roommates, they were like, no, you got to stay in your room.
Yeah.
You're not fucking going to, no, you can come downstairs and eat as long as you wipe shit down and wear a mask. But
they don't want you to infect them with the fucking plague.
Yeah, exactly. So there I am in my room fucking talking to myself about life. Mm-hmm. And luckily, because usually in the past when that shit has happened to me and I've had conversations with myself, they usually turn into something bad.
Yeah,
where I'm just dark, like, man. Dude, you're a fucking asshole.
That shit can get really dark, yeah.
But my conversations with myself were pretty happy, pretty like, hey, you know what? Life isn't bad right now. I mean, yeah, it sucks that I have the Rona. I think mentally I was in a better place than if I would have gotten it, say, 6 months ago or something like that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it would have probably been like, my conversations would have been a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been like, oh, you suck. Oh, you fucking piece of crap. Look at what you're doing. You're just sitting here being a lazy asshole. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's how I talk to myself.
Yeah, I get it. Been there, done that.
You're your own worst critic sometimes.
Yeah.
And if somebody talked to me the way I talk to myself sometimes, I'd probably kick their ass.
I'd punch them in the dick.
I would kick my own ass for the way I talk to myself sometimes.
If somebody talked to me the way I talk to myself, I would punch that person in the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was, luckily for me, it wasn't like that.
All right.
I caught up on all 15 seasons of Supernatural.
Goddamn.
Yeah. I had time on my hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've watched those show all the way through a bunch of times, and for some reason when I'm sick, there's certain things that I watch, right? Mm-hmm. I'll watch Supernatural.
All right.
I watch First Blood.
Okay.
The first.
So the Rambo
movie. The Rambo, yeah. Just the first one, though.
It's a great movie. It was really the only of the Rambo movies that I would call a good movie.
Yeah, and it's a classic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First Blood's one I watch. I watch fucking The Thing.
The Thing. The one from the 80s?
Yes. The good one.
All right.
Not the remake. Although I watched the remake and it wasn't bad.
I think the one from the 80s was itself a remake, but I don't know.
It was a remake of a 1954 movie. Yeah. So, like I said, I had time on my hands, so I researched everything.
But, I mean, the one from the 80s, that's a great movie.
It's a fucking awesome movie, dude. Yeah. It still freaked me out.
Yeah, remakes of horror movies usually suck.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. Yeah.
It still fucking freaks me out.
Yeah.
So I watched that. And then I watch a couple comedies. There's a couple comedies I always watch.
Mm-hmm.
Old School and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, Old School's a classic. Fast Times, another classic. I can't say I've watched that one all the way through.
It's one of my favorites. It's one I could quote a lot.
I have that on DVD, but I can't remember last time I ever sat down and watched it.
DVD. Yeah, we got it on DVD because we were doing the Sean and I.
Yeah, and I was doing my character research.
Yeah, for Sean Penn.
Well, I was going to be somebody obsessed with Sean Penn.
Yeah, and you were.
And I did good as the character. As a human being, I'm a guy who just thinks Sean Penn's a good enough actor for movies. So I watch what he's in if I'm interested in the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's that.
But that show is still on the interweb if anybody wants to check it out. It's on the YouTubes.
Fucking Sean and I.
Sean and I, there's two episodes.
Yep.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
That's what kind of snowballed us into doing the Shane and I stuff.
Because
it was an idea that we were going to be behind episodes, so we were going to do these little shorts for YouTube. I kind of was the idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And this just took a life of its own over that. Yeah. Because the guy that was writing the show decided to stop writing the show.
Yeah, yeah, that'll happen. We had a third episode we written did. And everything. Do we still have the script
for that? I don't know. I don't know anybody that saves that stuff.
I bet I have it stashed away somewhere. It was pretty good, that script. Yeah. I think you wrote that third episode,
too. Josh and I, the other writer, Josh, and I both wrote it.
Yeah, it was pretty good, that
third episode. Yeah, we had a plan, and the plan was to do the show and this coincide with each other and just take over.
Yeah.
But it, you know, this took off, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a big group project, and it's hard to wrangle a big group of people.
And it's hard to do it when you can't pay people either. Yeah. Like, people are down for a couple episodes to do it for fun and for free.
Yeah.
But after a few episodes, if you don't have any money, everybody's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Yeah. Also, if one of the guys who's like, honestly, like one of the co-creators gets bored of it or disappears or something, you can't just be like, well, you can't just replace that, you know? Yeah.
It was the we had good, we had some good chemistry. I can't believe we got, I still to this day, I can't believe we got people to fucking do that for free.
Yeah.
And what we were able to use for free.
Yeah. Well, I think we had to pay, the local,
we had to pay for the cameras.
Yeah, like the public access channel lent us all the cameras, but we had to pay for like a membership to the public
access. Yeah, that studio. Was it. I still get emails from them.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we went on that tangent, because the more important tangent is to talk about Supernatural.
I thought we were talking about you getting the Rona.
That's part of the Rona. It's part of this whole thing that happened to me when I had the Rona.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Being by myself.
Watching Supernatural,
having too much time on my hands. Do you see where this is going?
Yes.
So I started to come up with some crazy fucking conspiracies.
Yeah.
Not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Just
you and yourself.
Just me and myself.
Watching 15 seasons of Supernatural alone in the dark. Alone, what could go wrong?
All day.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I went through a season a day. Mm. Sometimes two.
Yeah.
I'm convinced, because of the weird weather we're having at certain places, it's hot in the fucking Midwest, right? I'm not convinced, but this is my conspiracy. I don't know. This is what I came up with when I was sick.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
Okay.
All right?
Let's just say you had a higher fever than you did.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So here's what I got.
All right.
Okay. Monkeypox, influenza, and the Rona are all going to hit us at once during the winter.
Yep.
That's coming. And we got weird weather in Vegas where shit's getting flooded.
Yep.
Floods in Las Vegas.
And Kentucky.
Yep. Weird ass summer snow in the fucking Colorado.
Yep.
I was going to say the Rockies, but it came out the Colorado.
Well, you know. Yeah. And the fucking heat wave.
The heat in wave.
In the Northwest. Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
All right, tell me, mister, I just watched 15 episodes of Supernatural in a fever dream.
The fucking devil's coming.
The devil's coming.
And the demons. According to Supernatural season 5.
According to Supernatural. Oh, I've seen that season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They pay attention to like weird weather, and when shit's going off, that usually means fucking demons are showing up. Some kind of weird ass apocalyptic thing's gonna happen.
You know, I'm remembering this now.
Yeah.
Because at the end of that spoiler season, alert, everybody. if you want to catch up on Supernatural season 5, which aired 20 years ago,
which is probably the best season out of all the seasons, in my opinion.
Well, they went ahead and made 10 more after.
Yeah, but season 5 was my favorite season.
All right.
Because they wrote it, how they wrote it was like, they were kind of like, okay, we think the show's going to end because it's not getting the ratings. And they wrote an end to the show in the last episode of that season. Like, the show was supposed to end with that last episode.
I remember it having that feeling.
You know what I mean?
Of like a series finale.
Yeah. There wasn't supposed to be fucking however many seasons afterwards.
Yeah.
It was supposed to end at season 5, which if they would have done it that way, I would have been happy with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, according to season 5 of Supernatural, the fucking devil's coming and he's looking for a vessel.
Yeah.
Because and in my fever head, I was like, it's all making sense.
Was he coming for you?
He wasn't coming for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm worthy to be the vessel for the devil.
I think you'd make a pretty good vessel for the devil.
Yeah, I don't know if my body can handle it. I'm too old.
You're too old?
Yeah, I think at the show he needs somebody around like 25, 26.
Excuse me.
That's just bumping shit.
That's a very specific age for diabolical fucking.
Well, because you know you gotta be able to handle having a spirit in fucking inside of you, and you gotta be healthy enough to do all the fucking superpower shit of like strangling people with your hands and shit like that.
Well, I think that's not anybody could strangle people with their hands. It just requires a lot of thumb strength,
but from far away, like just. Move your hand.
Oh, like the force.
Yes.
Okay, like a Vader pinch?
Yeah, and you could just throw him against a wall with your hand, just by moving your hand.
Okay.
Like, get out of my way, fucko.
Telekinesis and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that requires a lot of physical strength.
Yes, but in the show, I think they had Sam.
They had to be somebody who is exactly like Sam Winchester?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had to pit the battle against brothers, so being that my brother lives all the way in Washington, D.C., I don't see that happening.
Well, honestly, I feel like if one of you were inhabited by the devil could find a way to get you on an airplane.
Or maybe I could just teleport.
Or teleport, yeah.
Because I'm the devil.
Yeah.
And I could just go.
Yeah.
And be like, I just decided, you know, to show up.
Yeah.
You know, just random. Enough. I'm not leaving.
Yeah. I really think anybody, devil or not, who puts their mind to it can get from California to DC without too much trouble.
Yeah, but I mean,
especially if they have a 20 episode season to do it.
I think it was like 22 episodes.
Yeah, some of those ran like 26 episodes. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like,
yeah. So if you got 26 episodes to do it, that's 26 weeks, baby.
Yeah.
I think you could get from not here
mentioning,
to DC.
Not
in
mentioning you have
weeks.
Mid-season finales.
Yeah.
Right. You have a mid-season finale at some point?
Yeah.
Or did The Walking Dead start that?
Oh, no, man. They were doing that like with Star Trek in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Late so, 80s, yeah.
So you have a mid-season finale. So really, you have 27 weeks, 28 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that happening. And I figure if I'm possessed by the devil, like I said, I could just fucking teleport there.
Yeah, and even if your teleporter was on the fritz, there's airplanes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an airport like 10 miles from here, and another one 30 miles from here, and another one 50 miles from here.
And another one like 60 miles.
There's just a lot of, and if you want to count the little airstrips that are dotted around.
Yeah, I think that's how the devil would travel. He would go get one of those little planes to fly by himself. Because I don't think, if I was possessed by the devil,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go to hell for this episode.
Just do it, man.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
If I was possessed by the devil,
yeah,
I would not want to fly commercial, only if I could fucking hook it up to where I got fancy business class by myself.
Okay.
What I would do
is
I would take a fucking, I would hijack, here's what I would do.
All right.
Instead.
And I want to make clear for the NSA and the FBI and anyone else who might be listening and wondering.
I'm not possessed by the devil right now.
Not only are we not possessed by the devil, but we won't be doing any hijackings. No. This is all hypothetical and
hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Yes.
If I was a devil and I had to take a commercial flight to fucking Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
I would possess the flight crew.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I would get my little demons and I would possess the flight crew.
Mm-hmm.
I would have everybody cancel everybody else's ticket. Mm-hmm. Somehow, or I just make everybody forget that they were going to go on the plane to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have the whole fucker to myself in first class and just be waited on hand and foot.
All right.
And if I was the devil and I had to fly, that's how I'd do it.
All right. Now let's imagine. Okay. So I'm going to throw some other hypothetical possibilities of ways to do this out there.
Okay.
One of them is if you're truly like the evil devil.
Yes,
you know?
I assume that's how you would be.
Like there's some like fictional versions of the devil where like he's not evil. He's just kind of a selfish asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, but if you're an evil devil, absolutely get on a big plane with a first class section.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there, but don't like make it so that people cancel their whatevers. Get in there And then as soon as the fucking thing leaves the gate, just start making devil farts. And then everybody will flee first class and you'll be alone in first class.
But if I'm truly an evil devil, what I would really do is I would get on the plane and as soon as it leaves the gate with a snap of my fingers, I just fucking kill everybody except for the flight crew.
You see, but here's the thing.
I'm truly an evil devil, but if I'm just a selfish asshole devil, I'd do the first thing.
No, you see, I disagree. If you're selfish and you just don't give a shit about anybody else, by all means, kill them. But then you got to deal with the bodies.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, and I'm not saying you got to hide them. You're the devil, but do you really want to be surrounded by corpses?
Well, no. See, that's the thing about that's the thing about the devil is you can just make people disappear. You can just like fucking kill them, and they just a poof with another poof. You can just make them disappear.
Those are God powers, not devil powers.
The devil has God powers, dude. The
devil has God powers?
That's why there's always a fight between God and the devil.
I thought it was because God was just a stubborn and a bad planner.
Well, no, because God kicked the devil out because the devil had his own opinions.
Yeah. No, I get that. And then God...
And then the devil got a dad complex.
Yeah. And then God, because he's all right, if you're religious, listen, this is all hypothetical.
We're going to piss some people off with this one. And we're a comical podcast.
Yeah, so let's call this comedy. Satire. But from what I understand of the story, so the devil disagreed with God.
Yeah.
You know, they got in a fight.
Yeah. And God threw him down to hell.
And God put him on timeout.
In hell. Yeah.
Right. Which is a shitty place to be on timeout.
Yeah, and he was like, it's your own kingdom, though.
But here's the thing. God could have been like, listen, I'm God. I'll talk some sense into this guy. He could have been like, listen, I'm God. I'll snap my fingers and just make him behave. He could have been like, listen, I'm God. Maybe I'll just be like, hey, my bad. Let's fucking compromise. But here's what he did. He said, listen, I'm God. I don't got to do shit. I'm going to punish you in hell until you admit you were wrong, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then, so what happened to the devil after that is he got a fucking dad complex.
Well, I would too. I would too. If my dad put me in hell forever because we had a fucking squabble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially if he was omnipotent and I'm like, you know, you could just like convince me or something. He's like, nope, I'm going to punish you forever.
So and then the devil built hell, basically, and he came up with demons and all that shit to go do a war with God.
Yeah, I would too.
Simplified biblical stuff.
I feel like we've really gotten far away from the Bible itself at this point.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. But again, like if I were God, Mr. Omnipotent, and the devil really started becoming a problem however many thousand years later, you know, with his demons and all that shit, I'd just be like, poof, no more demons. Boom.
Yeah, that's true, but God just decided to take a back seat to all that, I guess.
That's why I'm saying God is stubborn, lazy, neglectful.
He's like, I don't got to deal with it.
Again, not the God in the Bible, the hypothetical God that doesn't exist
exactly.
In this fictional story.
We're a comedy podcast, remember.
Okay.
All right. Which brings me to another thing about the devil and all that stuff that I found out during my time in isolation. You know what's starting to happen again?
Tell me.
That was tweeting. That was like a big thing on Twitter for a minute.
Tell me.
Fucking satanic panic was coming back.
I think it's just because of Stranger Things.
And people
just wanted to like ride the wave.
That's what I think too. Yeah. But do you remember, were you too young to remember the satanic panic like in the late 80s, early 90s?
I remember like the vestiges of it from when I was growing up.
Right.
But what I more remember is because like I didn't get into high school until like the year 2000.
Right.
And then they were like, so you know all that satanic panic stuff? It was real scary, right? I guess maybe we were kind of wrong about that. So that's like the first thing I remember people really saying.
We were kind of wrong about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it was a pretty fucking terrifying thing. Like, especially for a guy like me that was growing up during it. Mm-hmm. Like, you fucking stayed away from people that said they were fucking Satanists.
Yeah.
You were like, fuck you. You eat people.
You fucking eat people. You fucking...
You drink blood and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you had your own, because I was always curious about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I actually, like, read some stuff on it. and it actually turned out not to be as scary as I thought it was.
Well, yeah.
But
the whole thing was kind of bogus.
Yeah. And I think people get into, I think if you don't have your own opinion on that stuff, mm-hmm. like that's how you get caught up in that's how you get caught up in all that stuff. Like they eat blood, they drink blood, they cut people's heads off.
Yeah.
Also, they wear black and listen to Marilyn Manson.
Also, I have in my life,
Marilyn Manson.
In my life, I have met one adult who claimed to be a Satanist.
Me too.
I've met one in my entire goddamn life. And I am convinced because I talked to this guy, I knew who he was. You know, I saw him more than once. I'll tell you this about this Satanist. He didn't actually believe in Satan. He just thought it was a cool thing to say.
That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That's what I found out doing my own research on it, right? Here's what I think is really cool about all that stuff is that you could do your own research on it and form your own opinion, mm-hmm. which is what I did.
There you go.
Right? And I found out that most people that said they were Satanists back then, and mind you, I was a kid. I was probably like in my teens.
Yeah.
When it was going on. And I was into dressing in black. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was kind of, when I was reading all that stuff, I was into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
you're a fucking metalhead.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. I had the same Guns N' Roses t-shirt I wore every day for like 6 months straight.
Yeah.
And the same pair of black jeans that I wore every day for like 6 months straight.
I'm sure you listened to your share of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. One of my favorites. And Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden used to listen to you back in the day to piss people off.
Yeah. All
right. Right. Especially if you listen to the Number of the Beast record and you listen to the song Number of the Beast, people would get freaked out.
Yeah. All right. Great. Excellent.
So, yeah. But for me, I was lucky enough to form my own opinion about it. And most people that I knew that said they were Satanists weren't really Satanists. They just like, because of me, they liked the, like, not because of me, like me, they liked the imagery and they liked fucking just saying they were Satanists.
Right.
Nobody was actually a real Satanist.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have met a real Satanist. And he wasn't that bad of a guy, and he didn't fucking chop people's heads off, no. And he didn't drink blood, and he was a vegan.
A fucking vegan.
A fucking vegan. One of the first vegans I've ever met in my life.
Indisputable proof that veganism is evil.
So I don't know how we got on this. We got on this tangent.
It started with you, with Supernatural, with the Rona,
yeah.
And your fever dream,
yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, so this is kind of, hopefully you're still with us.
Yeah. And if you're not, fuck it. We're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So that was my Rona and my Supernatural experience and right. my being convinced that fucking Satan is coming.
Oh, okay.
That's what was the whole thing about monkeypox, influenza, and all that stuff.
Right.
And all the heat waves and the fucking weird weather right. we're having.
All signs that
Armageddon's yeah. coming.
Uh huh.
Not yeah. Satan. Armageddon. How about that's a safer word?
Yeah. Okay.
Armageddon.
Okay.
The apocalypse. That's the word I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for.
The apocalypse is coming.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yes.
But you feel fine.
Yes.
Because you recovered from the Rona.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was my conversations I had in my head about the apocalypse coming.
Great.
So yeah, man. Other than that, I got cleared on last Monday, which I finally tested negative.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so I was finally able to start talking to people again.
All right.
And I didn't tell anybody about my crazy theory about the apocalypse coming until now.
Until
I
now.
I decided to tell the whole internet.
The whole goddamn internet. It is now out there forever in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might call me little crazy, but...
Yeah. But I don't remember, but when we were creating a cult... It hypothetically. Right. When we were hypothetically creating a cult, did we add like an apocalyptic element to it?
No, ours was more sex, love, drugs.
That's right, because apocalypse cults usually end in mass suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't really want that in our cult. Yeah,
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
No, and if somebody got too much power in the cult or started getting too big of a head, we just fucking got another guy.
Right.
Which is how all cults should be, if you ask me. Yeah,
because, you know, like, the upside of having, like, an end-of-the-world cult is you've got an easy out when shit inevitably turns.
Right.
You just tell everybody, hey, it's the end of the world.
And I bet you right now,
yeah,
there's some fucking cult out there that's saying that.
Oh, there's always an end-of-the-world cult.
Yeah.
Also, in mainstream evangelical Christianity, there is a heavy end-of-the-world component.
Yeah. Especially with everything going on right now.
Yeah. It's a little, yeah. Well, I mean, you say that, but it's been, they've been on that one for a long time.
Yeah, but this one's pretty big. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the weather and all that stuff, I don't know why people base it all on weather, but I would base it more on global warming. But
well, yeah, I mean, according to some people, that's just a hoax. So, you know,
global warming's a hoax, yeah, and the devil is coming. That's real.
Yeah, exactly. That's just a hoax, and all this stuff is actually just the devil opening a doorway from hell, which is warming the globe, which has nothing to do with that. And
yeah,
and then
he's gonna make you listen to that satanic music.
Yeah, while he has gay sex with everyone,
we're going to hell for this one, I think.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, man, it was an interesting time in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of through it now, but I still think some weird shit's going on in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and the other thing that I could do is kind of why this podcast, why we're talking in this podcast, is we can laugh about it.
We can laugh about it.
And that's all this is to get you to laugh.
Yeah.
You know,
have a bit of joy.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world. You might as well laugh while you're going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of how I knew I'm going back. We're going back. There's another thing that I do when I'm sick and I'm kind of getting better.
Mm-hmm.
How I know I'm getting better?
Yeah.
Is I get a fucking craving for fast food. Not just any fast food, though.
A very specific fast
food. Yes. So, Saturday, at the tail end of this thing,
mm-hmm.
I got a craving for Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
And that's how I know that I'm starting to get better, is because the only fast food I want to eat is, and not just like anything from Jack in the Box, I got to have an ultimate cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
two tacos,
mm-hmm.
and a large order of fries,
mm-hmm.
which I know is all bad for me.
You know, like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was living in Novato.
Uh-huh.
That was like my midnight go-to.
Midnight?
If I had like the mean night munchies.
Yeah.
I would, there was a Jack in the Box half a mile away.
I remember, I knew where that, I remember I spent a lot of time at that Jack in the Box.
And it was open till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And so I'd go there and fucking ultimate cheese, but here's what I would do. Ultimate cheeseburger, 2 tacos, milkshake.
Ah, the milkshake.
The milkshake.
I never was a fan of milkshakes from fast food restaurants, and here's why. They're always fucking broken.
Not always. Just on a hot day.
Yeah. Mostly McDonald's. Every time I've tried to get a milkshake or a fucking ice cream from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Dude, every McDonald's everywhere, they're fucking, and they're, apparently there's this big conspiracy about it.
Okay, people think there is. There's actually a very simple and logical reason for it, which I will tell you, but I'm willing to hear you out first.
I was just going to say, every time I go to a fucking McDonald's to get a fucking milkshake or get what a fucking some kind of ice cream,
mm-hmm.
it's always fucking broken.
Yeah.
And I've got one time I had a craving for a fucking day of, because I really like their caramel sundaes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but they're really fucking good.
Yeah.
I had a craving for one. I went to like 3 different McDonald's
mm-hmm.
and all of their ice cream machines were broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a hot day. And it was at night.
Huh. Well, that's a heck of a coinky dink.
Yeah. So it blows what you're going to say out of the water. Boom.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
All right. People have noticed this, and it is a real thing. You're in the mood for a McFlurry or whatever. This is off, usually with McFlurries. So you fucking go to McDonald's, you order your McFlurry, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, our machine's broken. It's like every fucking time, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. People usually are in the mood for McFlurries around lunchtime on a hot day or in like mid-afternoon on a hot day. They're like specific times on specific days. When people want a McFlurry.
So the workers there are just like, I'm not making a fucking McFlurry.
No, that's not it at all. The McFlurry machine, it only contains so much like frozen McFlurry ready to go.
Right.
And once that's depleted, they have to refill it and it takes time to freeze and churn. And
that makes sense.
And instead of saying to everybody at the drive-thru, explaining this to everybody at the drive-thru.
They just say it's broken?
They just say it's broken.
Right.
Yeah.
I just figure it's because the workers are lazy and they're just standing there and they're like, this is Tobin's broken.
No, because all they got to do is pour goop in the machine and let it fucking freeze and churn.
Right.
And they do that. They pour the goop. It's freezing and churning. But they know, even though there's a long line and everybody wants a goddamn McFlurry, they know no McFlurry is coming out of that machine for another 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
And that's it.
Machine's broken.
Machine's broken.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah. It finally fills up and is ready to go. And they're out again in another 15 minutes.
Right.
So you have to hit that shit right when So you got to have a little bit of luck to get McFlurry during the McFlurry rush.
Right.
Which is when most people want McFlurry.
Right. So you either get it after the rush at evening when I got mine.
There you go.
Or you don't.
Yeah. You know when's a great time to get McFlurry?
During the winter?
Yeah. Winter in the morning.
It's just like McDonald's coffee is always a buck.
McDonald's coffee is always a buck, and
it's not that good.
No, but it's perfectly drinkable.
Yeah,
you know, it's not that good, but it's not bad. It's not so bad you won't drink it.
Right. It's not like 7-Eleven coffee.
Right. And for a buck, it's like, okay, I just spent a buck, and now I'm caffeinated.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
I've had so much McDonald's coffee in my life.
I have too, actually. It's always a buck.
Always a buck.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I think... Whoa.
I hiccuped. That was a hiccup.
Yeah. I think we're at a point where it's time to wrap this bad boy up.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm running out of stuff to say.
I got plenty to say, but I'm happy to save it for next time.
Are you? Do you got something you want to bring up now?
No, I just wanted to say that I had plenty to say, so I sound like an interesting person.
You're really not.
Honestly,
You know what? That brings up a funny story.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to say this real quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right.
I got this guy that I know.
Yeah.
He's one of those, one of these people I can't stand.
One of these people.
Like, not only does he think he's like this woke person, but he also fucking thinks that he's intelligent.
Oh, no.
And it's not like he is.
Right.
He's just like one of those guys that reads big words in the dictionary.
Right.
And tries using them in everyday sentences.
Right. And
He sounds like an idiot
because he doesn't quite know
what
he's doing. Yeah.
It's just annoying. And it's not like he's really a woke person. It's like that fake woke. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you can't say X, Y, and Z because of X, Y, and Z. And it's like, do you really think that? Well, yeah. I read it on the internet and, you know, I kind of agree with it. Like, he doesn't really have an opinion of his own. And to me,
The worst kind of person.
Yeah.
One of the worst kinds of people.
Yeah. And being fake woke is one of those things that just annoys the piss out of me.
It's so bothersome.
You know what I mean? I get it if you're woke and you're like this fucking bright fucking spiritual fucking person.
Yeah. But if you're just trying to like ride the trend
because
you saw it on TikTok and Instagram.
Or you're trying to get laid. That's why guys do it. Or you're
trying to get laid, yeah.
And don't tell me they're not doing it because they're not trying to get fucking laid.
Well, guys are always trying to get laid.
Yeah. Because if you look at most girls that are like woke and like into that kind of stuff, most of them, you know, they're pretty fucking hot.
Disagree. I think you get your perfectly normal mix of perfectly everybody in there. But yeah.
Right. I would tend to think that most girls that are into that kind of stuff, crystals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Crystals. I've never understood crystals either.
Well, I do, but not for like some metaphysical shit. I just think they're neat.
Yeah, but you collect them.
Yeah.
Dude, that's your market.
That's my market?
I'm telling you, we still need to set you up with an Etsy store or a Shopify store.
Okay.
Fucking, you got all these crystals in a bucket?
Sell them.
Sell them to fucking woke people.
To woke people? Ooh! I'll go to the university.
Yes.
And I'll sell them crystals for racial equity.
Yes.
And climate justice.
Yes.
And all that.
Dude, and you have enough where you could make a killing.
Yeah. I have just pieces of amethyst geodes over there and a bucket full of them.
Dude, you could make a killing. You could just be like, oh, this is going to help you with your metaphysical fucking yada yada. Just make some shit up.
Yeah.
Sound like you're some woke guy that likes crystals and fucking sell it for like... $100 a pop.
Yeah. These amethysts will give you the power to inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen.
and it'll make you feel free.
It'll make you feel free and
fight. You gotta throw in like little keywords that they like. Like, it'll make you feel free.
Yeah.
You won't be held down to man rules.
Yeah, you can stick it to the man.
You can stick it to the man with these crystals.
Yeah.
$100 a pop? Dude, you'd make a killing.
Yeah.
The Max Crystal Store.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And you sell it to college kids that are into all that woke stuff?
If you wear one of these around your neck, everyone will know that you're an anti-racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you wear one of these other ones around your neck, if you wear this one around your neck, this one around your wrist, and this one you shove up your butt, you will be protected from not only evil spirits, you'll have crazy orgies, and something else.
I have some tiny chlorite quartz scepters that a guy could stick up his pee hole.
There you go.
I don't know. I'll come up. It's gonna make you real bonerific.
Bonerific. You'll last a long time. It's better than any pill.
Yeah, it'll keep you from coming because it's really uncomfortable to have a crystal shoved up your pee hole. It's very distracting.
I'll even show you a video on how to do it.
Yeah. I'll sell you a little baggie of lube so you can get it in there without too much tearing.
All right. I think on that note, I think, you know, we're almost 40 minutes in. I think it's time to
close patchouli lube.
Yes.
That would burn. Oh, God. Patchouli in your pee hole?
Oh. But, dude, if you have your woke website, you need a woke name for it, though.
Yeah. I'll call it woke crystals dot
org.
Org.
Because if it's a .com, woke people won't go to it.
But if it's a .org, everybody will be like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's orgy.
Yeah.
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 Sweet.
So anyway, I think that's our episode for this month. We'll be back in 2 weeks-ish.
Yeah, maybe we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I have something to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yesterday, I picked all the nectarines off my nectarine tree and made a cobbler.
Nice.
That's it.
All right.
That's the big thing that happened to me this week.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, we're going to cue the music. And until next time, America.
Don't shit yourself.
Don't shit yourself.
Thanks again for listening to Comedy by Indie Drop-In Network. If you would like to nominate a comedy podcast to be featured, just send me a tweet at Indie Drop-In. I'd also love to hear if one of our featured podcasts is now your favorite show. Indie Drop-In survives off ad revenue and listener donations. If you would like to contribute, please consider buying me a coffee. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/IndieDropIn. If you look at the very bottom of the episode description, you will see a link. Indie Drop-In has many other shows that you also might like. Just go to IndieDropIn.com. All right, we'll see you next week.